Locker room chats continue to roll along here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Started the basketball season this week in the state of Kansas, and a lot of expectations for a lot of teams. And now we transition here to the Sabetha Blue Jays, and we'll start with girls head coach. That is Nate Bauman, heading into year number four at the helm. Coach, you take a look at your squad here as you enter your fourth year. Just how are you seeing things kind of shape out here in the early preparations?
Yeah, we've had really good energetic practices to start the year. We've got a great group of seniors that are leading us. We've got seven of them, so that's a pretty big group of seniors that all have some experience, and certainly, if not a lot of varsity experience for some of them, experience just in our program and the way we kind of run things. So that's really helped me to lead the younger girls through practice. We have 34 girls out total, which is a big number for us too, and so having that big group of seniors to help lead, that's been great.
You've had to replace a handful of seniors as well, but you bring back, as you mentioned again, a lot of girls with some quality experience, and I think in the backcourt it starts with Mary Lukert, very talented player, one of the best guards in the Big 7, 10 points, 5 rebounds, couple of steals on average a year ago. How do you see her kind of developing into her senior campaign?
Yeah, really, I saw it over the summer to begin with, and it continued last night into our scrimmage and has been in practices, but she's just been more assertive. More aggressive. You know, she played quite a bit as a sophomore on our state team, and but she didn't have to be the one. She could kind of defer to the seniors and the upperclassmen there, and got a little more aggressive last year, and she's going to need to be even more of that this year, and she has been to this point. You know, she's going to have to run the point guard for us, which she hasn't had to do her last two varsity years, but she's certainly capable of it. Got great speed and athleticism, and can really shoot the ball, so yeah, excited to see what the senior year brings for her.
What about the forwards as well, kind of in the front court, Jessica Gruber, Hallie Scobie, just a couple to mention there, but how's the depth looking inside?
Yeah, Hallie and Jess, they just hustle. They bring great energy. They work hard, physical and tough. You know, I don't call them short, but I call them height challenged, so we tease them about that a little bit, but they're going to have to be really disciplined to box out because they're not six-footers, and we'll play some six-footers. So, but they are up to that challenge, certainly, and have always been good at that, and that's been a strength of theirs. Along with them, Penn Batchelor is going to play in there some. She's going to play some inside and out. McKenna Haverkamp will play some inside and out. And then you know, have some juniors, Nia Strom, Maya Grimes, and a sophomore, Audrey Herman, that might help us down in the post as well.
7 of the 12 losses a year ago were by 6 points or less. With the amount of experience that you have coming back, do you feel like that's just only going to help this team this year?
I really do. You know, we had a great class of seniors. Emily Cribb certainly led that class last year, and so we're going to miss her. But, you know, we've had the experience of those games. We also won some close games last year, too. So we just had a lot of them in that way, partially because at times we had trouble scoring. And so that we were in a lot of games, but just couldn't quite get over the hump offensively. So, you know, that's something we've talked about and we're working on to improve there and make ourselves a little bit more well-rounded offensively so that, so when we need those baskets, they don't have to just come from one person. We can get them from five different options on the floor.
Finally, Coach, the season starts Friday against Marysville at home. How much prep have you been able to do on them here early on, or is it more just kind of general focus with your team and kind of developing your squad early on in terms of the preparation?
Yeah, it's difficult to prepare to get a new coach, and I know him well, but don't know him as a basketball coach real well. So, you know, that's something we're gonna get to see him Thursday night. A little bit of a quick preview as they play Hiawatha, but we've really been focusing on us, certainly at this point. We don't have a true scout to go off of anyway, so that's important earlier in the year anyway. Let's see what we're at, and Marysville will be a good test for that. They're always physical and athletic, and I know Coach Wartenberger is a good coach, so yeah, that'll be a challenge, but we're excited for it.
So about the girls basketball coach, Nate Bauman, joining us here. Locker room chats off and running here in 22-23 as the basketball season is here. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Sabetha, a home tilt with Marysville coming up in the opener on Friday. Also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here in week 1. Good luck against Marysville this week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Brandon.